But right now, we have the pleasure of having our good friend Michael Thompson from Channel 9 in the studio. Tomo, how are you going?
Giselle Beck, it's great to be here. Great to see you face to face. Normally we chat on the phone each day, but love coming out here.
Is it a pleasure to see us though? Because mixed reviews.
It is. No, it is a pleasure to see you guys. And we're just saying this is where I grew up, this whole area, so I love coming out here. It's past the old primary school, Collier Primary School, and a lot of the houses that I remember were built, you know, through Kensington and coming here. I was in Como, so literally where we are, as the crow flies, I grew up probably literally 500 metres from here. That's so brilliant. Special memories. Great. Yeah. Loved it. Absolutely loved going
to pop back into your primary school and say hi.
I will one day. I did a long time ago, but I saw they're all out doing athletics, all the school. Yeah, and the Oval, when I was a kid, seemed really big. We used to play football there.
Of course.
It's so tiny now. You know, you look at this tiny little oval there. But it's still there. It still looks exactly the same. They really haven't done it. They've sort of freshened it up with coats of paint. But
yeah,
it was a great primary school, great place to grow up. I loved it. This was all swampland. Penrose College wasn't here. Mm. Collier Golf Course wasn't here. This was all pine plantation. Then a big swamp, which we used to make rafts and build things with.
Oh.
Yeah, I get there. Yeah. It was such good fun. We used to make log cabins. We'd get the off cuts of pine and sort of make them into cabins and get up to all sorts of mischief. So it was a great place.
Speaking of going back in time with you, Tomo, we've actually got a Hope segue. Time machine.
I like that.
Which we're going to pop you in. It's going to spit out a year, and then we're going to ask you a few questions in relation to that year.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
It's a bit noisy. It's got a few holes in it. The time machine has been kicked in.
Alrighty, the year is 1975.
Oh.
How old were you in 1975? 15. Well done. Good maths, Giselle. Worked it out.
Great maths from Tomo. I mean, I spent half an hour trying to figure that out. So.
Now, what were you doing in that year, in 1975?
I was in year 10 at high school and enjoying myself, playing a lot of cricket and football. I was a big guy in football and cricket and loved it. Trying to work out what I was going to do with my life. I was probably an average student. I certainly wasn't an above it. I was just an average student. But enjoyed school. I enjoyed primary school and I really enjoyed high school. It was a long way away from me. I had to catch two buses and it was a bit of a chore getting there and back. But thoroughly enjoyed
it. What high school did you go to?
I went to Scotch College. Which was a long way to go. I didn't know anyone else there. My brothers were there. I wanted to go to Como High School, which was just down here, which had just been built. Yeah,
there.
All my friends were going there, but I ended up loving it there. So that's where I was in 75. Remember it?
Yeah,
wow,
vividly.
Okay, and when did you get your first car? Or what age was that?
17. So I got a Commodore. My first car, sorry, was a Dodge Ute, which my father was a builder,
nice.
And he had a. It was basically in a shed. It hadn't worked for a while. It had been run dry. The radiator had leaked. And I said to Dad, could I try and do something? So a mate of mine who was learning to become a mechanic, and his brother was a mechanic, he looked and said, I can fix this up. So I had that, and that was a great car.
How long did it last you?
I reckon about 2 to 3 years. Used to use three on the tree. So it was the old column shift, clutch in and out. Great car. I had a really good cassette player put into it. You know, with speakers. That was a big deal.
Top of the range.
Yeah, stereo speakers. That was quite special.
I reckon most teenagers, their stereo is always worth more than the actual car.
That's right. Yeah. And that was a big deal. I had an Alpine, and I just thought it was so good. So if you took a girl out, that was a big deal. And nothing's changed because all my sons have had sort of like Hilux is a sort of a modern day version. So I thought the Ute was pretty cool.
To have that now, I'd be stoked.
And what would you say to your younger self? What pearls of wisdom would you have for 15-year-old?
Oh, gee. Wow, there's so much.
Take your time. There might be a lot.
I think being green is a good thing. I think not knowing is really good. You know, if you knew ahead what was going to happen, sometimes, you know, you might be 3 years down the track, you think, do you know what, I think she actually liked me, but I never actually asked her out. You know, you're some new idiot.
Hindsight.
Or you think, well, why did I say that? Look, I don't want to sound boring, but I quite like the idea that at that age, kids are, you know, at that age, you're pretty resilient.
Mm.
You're going to be up for anything. You're going to make a fool of yourself sometimes, but you try a lot of different things. So I think that'd be the main message. Don't stop trying different things, because I think guys take longer. Girls mature, I reckon, 3 or 4 years earlier than
a
guys.
A lot smarter.
Guys take a lot. They're organised, they're
less
smart.
Less risks, that's, I think.
Giselle, let's just bring it all out. They're smart, they're organised, and they mature earlier than us. And they seem to know what they want to do. Guys tend to still be idiots, don't they? Still carrying on like... So maybe try and mature a bit earlier.
About.
But anyway, that's just the way things are. But yeah, I probably wouldn't change too much. I can't think of one thing I wish I hadn't done.
Yeah, touch well, brilliant.
All right, well, we're going to go to a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask you some questions about hope. So stick around. We'll be back after this. But right now, you can show your support. $231 away from $103,000. Let's get that tally moving. Give us a call on 93130985.
Or you can head online, 98five.com.
Marathon 2021 with Beck and Giselle and special guest in the studio. It is Michael Thompson. Tomo.
Giselle.
I just...
You found it.
I found it, yep.
You look amazing.
And it's still clean because I look after this hat, Tomo. I've cherished this hat for at least, I think it was 2 years ago since you gave me this I Like Tomo hat.
It's remarkably clean for being in the bin for that long.
Now, for those playing at home, a couple of years ago, we got some hats that say I Like Tomo. Was it for your 40th?
40 years in media. I had nothing to do with them being. The station did that. I mean, how vain would you have to give someone a cap
if you
which has got your name on it?
I'll leave my one down here for you then.
Could you imagine if you made one that said, I like Giselle? But Giselle's wearing the I Like Tomo hat. You can check it out on our webcams. Head to 98five.com. Whilst you're there, you can donate. We're only $101 away from hitting that $103,000 mark.
And our theme is hope all day, every day. We want to know, Tomo, what do you personally do to center yourself, refresh yourself, and I guess build hope into yourself?
I'm a big believer in ticking boxes and looking at things and thinking, okay, you know what, I've got to this age, I'm 61. I think, you know, I've had friends who've passed away in their 40s or 30s. So I feel lucky that I get to that. Okay. I've got a family, I'm married, my wife, there's another tick, you know, I'm really lucky there. I'm a big believer in doing those, you know, three kids, and but you don't want to get too far ahead because you don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah.
When people get sick, you can have health issues and all that sort of stuff. But I'm a big believer that if you look at where you're at, then hope and what you want to do, and I've always been a bit of a dreamer. I will always think, oh, I'd love to be able to do that. Gee, I wish I could do that.
Mm.
And if you do that a lot, you can often get there. Now, it may be something, depending what situation you're in, a dream can be anything. You know, a dream can be, you know, if you're a youngster, playing basketball or netball or making the C's or the B's or whatever. Or, for you know, I wish I could have a job where I could, you know, meet the mortgage repayments to buy something in another area. So to everyone, it's different. But I think don't be afraid to – I'm a glass half full guy. Not everyone is. Some people are glass half empty, but that doesn't mean you still can't dream or think about things. Hope's everything. You know, if you haven't got hope, I listened as I was driving and I heard the gentleman who was in the car who said he was in tears and then was listening to the show. And, you know, small things can turn you around. What someone says can mean something. So whether it's listening to a show like this. So I think hope's so important. And by talking to people, you can help do that. But I sometimes think it's just look at where you're at and think, okay, do you know what? I'm not too bad. There's always someone worse off. And you can think, okay, well, I'm not in a bad... Things aren't too bad. So that's a good way to check. Just do your little checklist.
Now, how important do you think it is having a community station like 98.5 in the city when it comes to spreading hope?
It's crucial. I mean, I work at Nine, so we have a TV station. We're affiliated with radio stations and things like that and newspapers. But no one would disagree that Sunshine's not a very important part of the landscape. It's a crucial part. And if you don't have it, there would be a void. So it's a station that can really make a difference. And, you know, we're about choice, aren't we? So people want to be able to turn on and listen and get out and feel what they want to get out of by listening. So I think it's crucial, absolutely crucial to the landscape in Western Australia.
And we know
long may it live forever.
Yes, and we know that 250,000 different people every single month tune in. So we're doing something right. We want to continue to do that, family, so you can support us by giving us a call. But Tomo, what's your hope or what's your dream for next year?
My hope or dream for next year is for people to be able to see more of each other who have been stopped or denied that through COVID. So I think that's a big one. You know, I got my everyone's been touched by it. I'm sure you guys have. We've got part of our family is live overseas and they couldn't come back this year. That's just the way it is, the way of the world. And there are people a lot worse off than us that haven't been able to see someone physically. We can FaceTime or whatever. But all those people, I feel for the people who couldn't get back for funerals, who couldn't get back for special things. People are sick, haven't seen their grandkids, you know, all those things. So that would be my special wish, that we can get back and people can visit and see each other. Because, you know, the family, you know, the family base is such an important thing. You know,
it's huge.
It's crucial. And friends as well. So friends... You know, people through work, some people, if they're stuck, they want to get out and do things they used to be able to do. So we've been denied that. We're getting there. I think we all thought we'd be there now, didn't we, this year?
Yeah.
But in some ways, we almost went backwards. We've been very lucky in WA. So that would be my wish. We can get back to people being together again.
Mm. And big news, just looking at our tally, we are sitting on $103,499.
Awesome.
We got over that mark. So thank you so much to everyone who's been donating. Tomo, what do you want to say to those who haven't yet donated?
It's a good feeling. It's a great feeling if you donate, if you can be a part of it and you can do something that can help those. I think the biggest thing with making a donation is it doesn't matter what size it is, but if we all do it or we all get involved, then it just becomes such a powerful thing. So it can be a small step or a big step. Doesn't really matter. Just one step is what it takes. So dig deep and please give. It'll make a big difference.
Awesome stuff. I take my hat off for you, to you.
I can't take you seriously with that hat on.
I did just look at the live stream and thought, I look ridiculous.
No, you don't.
Serious questions. I couldn't look at you.
Tomo, hey, thank you so much for coming
down. Absolute pleasure, guys.
And right now, family, you can show your support by giving us a call on 9313-0985.
Or you can head online to 98five.com. Hope all day, every day.
You know you can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. I need you to